This is North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC. I'm Phoebe Judge. A month ago, Larry Hester became the first person in North Carolina to receive a bionic eye. Blind since the age of 30, Hester, who has been treated at the Duke Eye Center, is now learning how to see again. And it isn't that easy. The device that Hester is wearing is not just as easy as flipping on a switch. He's now learning how to differentiate shapes and colors and going through physical therapy sessions, which are rather reminiscent of someone who's just received a new knee, not eye. I spoke with him just a day after he had received the eye and talked to him, along with his wife, Jerry, about what it would be like when the device was turned on.
They'll put the camera on and fit the computer and turn it on. And again, I'm trusting that when they turn it on, what they say I will see initially are flashes of light.
I think it was going to be cool when he can tell that one of the grandchildren are coming in to him and see them approaching rather than, not knowing. And there are so many wonderful things about it.
Jerry and Larry Hester join me again in the studio. Thanks very much for being here, both of you.
Thanks for having us.
We're delighted to be here.
Last time you were here, we were talking a lot about the day that the device would finally be turned on. What was that day like? Take us through that moment.
Well, we went. My family was there. Dr. Hahn's staff and Second Sight was there, and it was being filmed. And so we reached the point, everybody was introduced, and so Dr. Hahn said, "Well, are we ready?" And he counted down, and he said, "Now we're going to turn it on. We're going to stimulate the retina, and we'll see." So he counted down, 3, 2, 1. Oh, boy, when he stimulated it, and it was just a second or two, lights started flashing. And that's what we were all about, was trying to get lights flashing. And they were flashing, and it was a bright light, and it was just, oh, my goodness. Oh, it was just fantastic.
Jerry, you have been on this journey, one could say, for the past 30 years with your husband. So you didn't get to see those flashing lights, but what was it like sitting next to him finally to have that thing turned on?
You know, you're kind of anxious, and there's a hesitation a few seconds before when they turn the switch on, and then it's like, okay, is he going to see? And then all of a sudden, he kind of jumped back. It was like his head rocked back. It's like, wow. And you knew he didn't have to say anything. You could just see that he was in. This great big smile comes across his face, and so it was thrilling, and it was like, so I was across the room from him because they had a big panel of lights sitting in front of him so that he could see that. So you had to kind of get around different equipment and all to get to him. And I didn't want to do the wrong thing, but I really wanted to get over there and get a kiss and a hug. And it was a happy, happy, happy time for me. After so many years of being in the dark, even just a little glimmer of light is a wonderful thing. So I was exceedingly happy.
Larry, you first saw light in a doctor's office, but what was the first thing you saw when you turned your device on at home?
Well, what I really wanted to try to do, and I wanted to be able to turn it on, and I wanted to be able to gently touch Jerry's face. That really was what I wanted to be able to do, because it's awkward when you don't know exactly where you are, and I don't want to reach out and punch her in the eye or something, you know. I want to try. I know that's very simple, but that meant a lot to me, just to be able to reach out and gently put my hand on her cheek and do it so that's fantastic.
Jerry, you said to me that for these past 30 years, more than 30 years, you've kind of operated as Larry's seeing eye dog, that you have remained connected at the hip because you really have stepped in and been his guide. I wonder, what's that like a little bit? Of course, we're acknowledging that Larry is not going to have perfect vision, but that reliance, that dependence might change a little bit. Is that kind of worrisome in some way?
Well, it's been a very long journey, and it's been an adjustment. When you start out in a marriage, and we were kids, we were 20 when we got married, and he was 33 when he was diagnosed, so our children were young. And it's like, I didn't sign up for this. This is not how I thought it was going to be. But you make those adjustments because it's a decision you make. You can either decide, no, I'm not going to do this, or I'm going to do it. And we decided on the way home from Duke that day, many, many years ago, that we were going to work at it together. It wasn't going to stop us. So through the years, we haven't thought about it as being that he's blind. We rarely even use the word blind in our house. It was just not a word we used, but we just kind of picked up on cues from each other. And I was happy to be able to serve as his guide dog. I can't be let somebody hold my hand or touch me if I'm mad at him. So we really had to work at if there were times, you know, that because I didn't want to be holding his hand and guide him if I was mad at him. So we had to work at that. And
if
you
didn't want to be left behind.
No, and on occasion he might have. I'm not saying, but maybe he couldn't have been left behind. I always came back and got him, though, I promise. But anyway, we had to work at it. And it's been my pleasure and my honor to be by his side.
Larry, I went to one of your physical therapy sessions, and it was shocking for me to see just how hard work this is for you. I mean, this is not just we flip on the switch and you're just going to look here and it's going to be fine and move your eyes around. I mean, it seemed to be terribly taxing on you and straining on you. Can you describe, were you expecting this?
No, that's a good observation on your part. We were concentrating on that Wednesday, turning the device on and seeing flashing lights. So that first therapy session, it sounds bizarre, but I was overwhelmed with it and realized I was concentrating and trying and just giving it all I had to look on that board and see what was in front of me and trying to make those flashing lights mean something. And I'm working so incredibly hard. And I didn't realize until about 25, 30 minutes later. And Faye Tripp, the occupational therapist, said, I think you may be saturated. And saturated? And saturated means the brain has had all it can handle for right now.
How have things changed? You've still got a long way to learn how to use this device and to hone in and learn how to scan and X, Y, Z, but what's changed so far?
Just sitting on the porch and looking between the rails, and the light is coming through the rails of the banister, and I realize I couldn't tell that before.
And Jerry, how about for you? I mean, your life was great. It seems to me your life was wonderful and full and just fine before this device. And this is like an extra gift. This makes things better. Is that what it feels like?
You are so right. The other day, we were riding down the road going to the Outer Banks for a little retreat, and he had put on his glasses, and he was kind of scanning as we rode, and the light was so brilliant that it was, and as we moved, it was changing. So it was a lot of flashes, and it kind of overwhelms you. And so I said, Larry, why don't you just look down at your hands and see if you can see them in your lap? So he looked down at his hands, and it was the first time that he had seen his hands in over 33 years. And he was like a little baby, you know, have you see a baby when they discover their hands? And it was, we had to kind of pull over there for a minute and get ourselves regrouped after that moment.
Well, thank you both very much for being here, and good luck.
Well, thank you. We appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
Jerry Hester and her husband, Larry, who was the first person in North Carolina to receive a bionic eye. I'm Phoebe Judge, and this is North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.